You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
I don't care if we are coming up on, Christmas and holidays. People have not slowed down with their problems. They're still writing to us. And this one came through Facebook, courtesy of Sienna. And Sienna says, hey, boys, I heard you talking about gift exchanges, and I want to tell you what happened to me. I've only gone out twice with a guy, and he's really nice. But on the second date, we stopped by his parents' house. That was already awkward enough. I don't think anyone has ever introduced me to their parents on a second date. Let me just jump in right there. That is a little...
It's real quick, huh?
Although you introduced Nicole, I think, to your mom on your first date.
No.
You told me that you guys went by on the first date.
We might have. The thing is I was friends with Nicole for like a year, so my mom had already known her. So might. I don't remember.
Anyway, let's get back to Sienna's second date. But then his mother handed me a wrapped present too, so I got a Christmas present from them on the second date. Sienna writes, I was embarrassed because I had nothing for them, and that actually kind of made me irritated. I got into an argument with my sister later because I told her nobody should put a person in that situation, and she said I was overreacting and being irrational and should just be thankful I'm dating a nice guy who comes from a nice family. Sienna writes, what do you think? Is it cool for them to have done that or kind of rude?
That's funny that they're spending a gift as something rude. Or she is. I've never thought about it that way. It's almost the equivalent of like when you go to meet the dad and he gives you a firm handshake. This time around, mom just hands you a gift. I did something nice and you didn't reciprocate.
I think that's what Sienna is getting at, is that you both the boyfriend, I don't know if he could be considered a boyfriend after just two dates, the guy and his parents did put her in an awkward situation.
Right.
Because you have to know if you're surprising someone with a gift and you know they're not going to have anything for you.
You're instantly putting them in a weird spot. Then you're like, open it. And then they got to open it in front of you. You don't even know what the person likes. If you hand them chocolate or something, maybe they've got a chocolate issue. You don't know anything about this person. How can you hand them a gift right off the bat?
Or would our listeners agree with Sienna's sister and just say, stop overreacting and just be grateful? I mean, sometimes it is hard for us to, be grateful about things like that because we're like, how does this affect me? How does this make me look?
Maybe it truly is just a kind Christmas gesture. You know, be good to my son.
Let me ask you something. Do you have to then come back later and bring a gift or give it to him and say, give this to your parents?
I would say you do. If you're still together by this weekend, Christmas time, and you go by the parents' house, then bring a bigger, better gift.
But that's just
now who's
so
in charge?
But that's just so transparent that it's simply done as a, okay.
Not really. Not if it's actually landing on the holiday. You're just bringing over a holiday gift. Maybe you're going over for a meal. It's like, thank you for hosting. Here's a little something. But the key is if you feel like this was done in a nasty way, to get a bigger, better gift then when you go back.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with the size of the
absolutely.
Gift.
Absolutely. You give them a better gift.
I think you were more correct your first time around that it's kind of a power move.
I really want to know what the gift was, but...
I do, too. I didn't even ask that. I didn't write back and ask.
Yeah.
Let's not get distracted by what it was, because then that might cause people to change their answer. We're going to open up our phones. Sienna's question is it rude for them to have all put her in that position, or is she overreacting and she should just be grateful and just get on with her life?
Gabby wrote in on Facebook. She says, boys, write back to this woman and tell her to get over herself. Why do we always have to look for the negative in life? It's like we're all programmed to do that now. It's ridiculous, she says. She goes on to say, accept the kind gesture and then go make out with her son. Have a Merry Christmas, Gabby.
Right, sure. I don't know. I got several on the other side of the equation here. Amelia says, absolutely, this is rude. Everyone in that situation knows Sienna won't be able to give them a gift in return, at least not in that moment. Sienna is getting a glimpse of what life will be like with that family if she continues to date the son.
Dang.
Bree says, this isn't necessarily rude, but it is a little tacky. It almost sounds like the son planned this with his parents so he could try to impress his new girlfriend. If I were Sienna, I would run. And Craig, a guy's perspective, he goes, I think it's a nice thing to do, but the timing is just bad. If they'd been dating for a month or two, it would be fine. But second date seems desperate to me. You know, when Craig says it's desperate, I got to thinking about it, Jer. And it almost, isn't it possible that maybe the son has never had a girlfriend before, so the parents are just like latching on to anyone who will go out with him?
I was thinking about that right before we went to break. It was like, here, yes, love my son. Please stay with him.
Believe.
We want a grandbaby. Please don't leave. Here's some gifts, you know.
Oh, let's take some calls on this. The phones have lit up. So, Danielle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you guys?
We're good. Is it was it a nice thing or was it kind of rude on their part?
So I think it depends. Obviously, the parents knew that they were going to stop by because they had a gift ready for her. Mm-hmm. If the parents are under the impression that Sienna knew they were going to stop by, then it's super rude and awkward because then in their mind she willingly showed up without anything. But if they knew that she didn't know they were stopping by, then I think it's just nice. And it probably would have been awkward if they didn't give her something, if they were all, you know, exchanging gifts and she was just sitting there by herself.
Or maybe won't be here for the actual day of Christmas, too. You know, maybe the son will be spending it with her family and it was their chance to give her a little something, you know? Maybe the parents are like me where they have those standby gifts just sitting around and it's just what they do is they hand out something to somebody comes over just for the heck of it.
I'm suspicious of this. You know, and even if she knew that they were going by, that's not the same thing as knowing they're going to give you a present, you know, more than a week before Christmas.
That's true.
Yeah.
He could have just said, hey, we're going to stop by and see my parents. And she's like, yeah, cool. All right. And then, oh, no, it's a gift. Oh, no.
Damn you and your generosity.
I still think it's sweet. I know my mom would probably do something like that. It's just nice.
It's just screams of a mom thing to do, you know? It's just a mom thing.
Totally.
Danielle, thank you for the great call. Have a fun day, okay?
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Okay, we appreciate you. Here comes Judy. Judy, 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 Judy. What's the word, Judy?
What's the word? She needs to get over herself. It's Christmas for Pete's sake. Take the gift. Call it good.
You sound like Gabby that just wrote in. Gift and then go make out with her son.
Should I write back, Judy, and find out what the gift was? Don't we all kind of want to know now?
Yes. But what does it matter? What if the parents went, oh, crap, he's bringing another girl over. Now I have to buy another damn candle. I mean, come on. Why is it about her? Let it go.
That's funny.
Dating sucks, and all the nice guys take off. They're like, damn you. Like, he's being nice.
I like you, Judy. I like Judy a lot.
I just can't get over another damn candle.
Another Yankee candle. Right? Where are you from, Judy? What's your accent? Where are you from?
I'm from Australia.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Well, appreciate you listening to the show, and thank you for calling, okay?
Merry Christmas, guys.
You as well.
You too. Thank you for that sweet call. Dale, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm with Gabby and Judy. You know, it's a gesture of niceness. You know, the older people, I think, that, you know, are used to giving stuff, it doesn't mean nothing. They don't want nothing back. They're just a giving person. Good grief. Why do you always have to look at an alternative motive to get a gift? Sometimes people are just nice.
They call this the season of giving, right, Dale?
Mm-hmm.
Bingo. Bingo.
Mm-hmm. It's on all the greeting cards.
I don't know. I'm exactly usually right. Fairly. Jill, thank you for the call.
Thanks,
buddy.
Dale.
We appreciate your thoughts on that. I'm often trying to look on the bright side of life, but also, there are times that things are just manipulative, too. Yeah, so we don't know which
we don't
this
know.
Is. We don't know. Sharon, you get the last word. What do you say?
Just a sec. I need to take it off speaker.
Oh, we'll wait. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right. Here, I'll put some Christmas music back on while we wait.
Okay. I got it on.
You're good. Okay,
now.
I'll turn that off. Okay.
I'm old and I can't negotiate this technology. I truly think it was a very nice gesture, and I think she should just take the gift and that's it, and say thank you. Okay. And there's nothing bad about giving somebody a gift. I know it's a second date. I would never do that as a mother, but she does, like everyone else said, get over yourself and thank her, and thank goodness she's going out with a boy who has a nice family.
That's so sweet of you. You're such a sweet soul.
I'm glad you called, Sharon. Thank you for being on the show.
Bye, Sharon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And then again, you know, there is that, who wrote the note about a glimpse in, Amelia said she's getting a glimpse of what life will be like with that family.
What, getting gifts
on
at Christmas?
On one hand, it could be that she's connecting with a young man who's comes from a very nice family, and then she also could be connecting with a family that is kind of in her business at all times.
Maybe. That's the thing. It's like maybe she's coming from a family and she's just not used to this type of behavior.
Very possible, Jared.
Yeah, she's like, whoa, very possible. Culture shock for her.
But, you know, somebody brought up the whole power trip thing, and here's my take on this. I don't think it was rude. I just think it was too awkward for them to have done that.
Especially if we find out it was like a lock of her son's baby hair or something, or a piece of the umbilical cord.
Exactly.
She's like, here, we're going to pass this on
to
you.
No, I get the feeling he's still got that umbilical cord attached to his mother is what I think,
oh,
Jeremy.
God.
It's always going
your
by
default.
To see mommy on the second date.
That's always
Grow
your,
up.
You always fall back on that.
Well, come
when
on.
When people are close with their mothers.
Second date? I got to meet introduce you to my mother.
Meet my family. I'm excited. You're a catch. You're a prize. I want to show you
too
off.
Soon. Too soon. Mm. Too flippin' soon. Grow up.